Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. Got a great podcast for you today. We're going to talk all about booking groups to Hawaii. We'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This is our 424th podcast for November 23rd, 2010. So glad you're here. We got a lot of ground to cover. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us by dialing 1-800-843-8771. Just get over to the podcast. You can find out everything about us. I've just been told that, you know, I do two introductions that are too long. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to avoid that. If you want to find us, you can find out all about us on Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're going to get right into the content today. We're going to be talking about booking groups to Hawaii. And as we get into the beginning of the year here, we start to see more groups. We start to hear folks wanting to put together group vacations to Hawaii. And there's a lot of stuff that you need to consider if you're going to be booking a group to Hawaii. So we're going to cover that today. I want to first say happy Thanksgiving to you if you're listening to this over the Thanksgiving holiday. Oh, and before I do that, I do want to say one quick thing. If you are a listener of the show, I just discovered that there are lots of comments in iTunes, and I would like to get more feedback there from you. So if you're a regular listener, you like the show, and I can think of several of you that come to mind. I don't know all your names offhand, but if you are regular listeners, you know who you are, and you know who I'm talking to. Please go into the iTunes stores, go into the comments on our page, and please leave a comment. Positive or negative, I hope it's positive, because we do have some negative comments in there. That's basically why I'm asking you to do this. So please, I want to hear from, you know, a real balance of listeners, things that you like, things that you don't like. You can be anonymous there, so you can really tell me. And if it's constructive criticism, I really want to hear it, because that's helpful. But bashing us and saying negative things that really are just hurtful don't really help the show. So give us advice and things that really might help us to make a better show and might improve on what we're doing. And one of the things is the intro. So I'm not going to be doing long intros anymore. And I just want to say the philosophy of our show is to promote our company. I mean, I'm not hiding behind that. I mean, this is why we're doing this. We're doing this to give you information to promote our company. So let's not make any bones about that. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't good content and you shouldn't listen, because there's tons of good information here. I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from people who listen to our show and never, ever book with us. So it's not a prerequisite, and it doesn't mean that we don't have content that you're helpful with. But my goal is to inspire you enough and give you enough information that you will pick up the phone and give us a call and get involved with us and all of our agents here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. So getting back to this whole group booking thing, first of all, what defines a group? Now, in most cases, a group consists of 12 or more people. Now, smaller groups are considered to have at least 8 people, but with smaller groups, there's really no advantage price-wise. And when you're booking a group, what you want to do is make sure that you give yourself a lot of time. Because once everything is set and approved, you should start making those reservations as soon as possible. And in general, groups usually book at least a year out in advance. And once you make sure that you have all of the information, you need to start getting things booked. Now, the first thing that you're going to need if you have a group is a group leader. And this group leader, this is going to be the person that's going to be responsible for creating what we call a name list, which basically is a list of everybody's names. And remember, you need complete names, birth dates, everything, all of the vital information that is on a person's driver's license. And this person is going to be in charge of communicating with all of the people who are going to be traveling. That means understanding who is traveling and what their needs are. Now, you should always give whoever the group leader is some sort of incentive for being the group leader. A lot of times this is a volunteer. It's not a professional. So you want to give them a free room. You want to give them, you know, a free plane ticket. You want to give them upgrades. And usually when we're booking groups and we are going out on your behalf to negotiate, we negotiate something for a group leader. And this happens in cruises as well. You get special incentives for the group leader. So you make sure you want to do that because it is a lot of work. You know, the person who's going to be, and, you know, the success of your trip is going to depend on your group leader. So make sure this is a really responsible person and somebody that's a really good communicator. And of course, it's absolutely helpful if you have a travel agent. Somebody that is on your side, somebody that is going to take the burden off, so to speak, a little bit from the group leader, because very often we'll work with that group leader and we'll tell the group leader to have the individual clients call us in some cases so that we can answer questions, so that we can, work with them and make sure that we understand their needs as well. So that is just a key component, the group leader and understanding, you know, the needs of your travelers. And the first thing that usually comes up when we talk about groups is airfare, and you're going to want to consider that. Now, if you have 12 people, but they're all coming from different destinations, let's say, the group is not going to be eligible for group airfare. And in the case of smaller groups, it makes sense to just treat those as individual bookings and not even try for group pricing, because you can actually get better deals doing onesies and twosies. Because keep in mind that you must meet a minimum requirement to be eligible for a group airfare. If you fall below the minimum amount, the price is going to change to the published airfare price. And in most cases, that's a lot more money. So while the airlines may offer you a price for 12 people, and that's usually the cutoff for a group airfare, I don't recommend going for a group airfare unless you have at least 15 people, because if you drop below the minimum, you're going to get screwed. So it makes sense to not even be talking about a group unless you have at least 15 people. And that's why we usually recommend that if you have a larger group of like 50 or more, it's also better to be a little bit flexible. And what I mean by that is, let's say you have 50 people, but we only have 25 seats on a plane at one airfare. But if we get them on another air schedule, we can put them on another plane. You're all going to be getting here the same day, but you're going to be staggering the arrival times. That actually can be a good thing for a group, because you can get the cheaper airfares. And it's also helpful when you're going to be moving people, when you're going to be taking people from the airport to the destination. Because if we can take them in groups of 25 or 30 at a time, we can stagger the arrival to the airport, hotel, so it becomes a little more manageable as people arrive to the destination. Because it's one thing for 100 people to be arriving all at once, and it's a different thing if we're staggering them 25, 50 at a time. So it really makes a lot of sense to stagger the group, and it also works out better sometimes for the airfare. Now, group airfares have to be one of the trickiest things to do. And it's always, you know, like I said, better to plan in advance for these things, because most of the time you're going to be putting a small deposit down if you have a group airfare. And that deposit is going to be refundable up to a certain point. So it's recommended that you, and we always recommend that you lock it in there so you can get the cheaper airfare. And by the way, I wanted to quickly go to the crater cam. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. It's been gorgeous. Look at that. Beautiful view of Diamond Head Crater. That's our crater cam. You can see very slight trade winds. When that happens, you know, we don't have our natural air conditioning, but it's just a beautiful, gorgeous day in Hawaii. We've had really wonderful weather and a nice combination, I think, of, you know, sunny weather with a little bit of rain. Rain helps us here. And it's not so terrible. It rains a little while, and then it cools off, and it's good for our aina, for our land. You can start to see where it was so dry and yucky looking. Like, I think even here you can see Diamond Head starting to look a little greener. I don't know if you can tell, really. No, not really. But, like, the mountains start to get green again, which is so beautiful. Yeah, it is very hot, and people are saying it's hot. Kalei said she paddled out this morning, and the ocean is perfect. I guess perfect means it's a little more placid, a little more flat, I would assume, for you if you're paddling, so you don't have the big waves. But so I know the waves are a lot of fun, but what do I know about paddling? Anyway, so back to groups. Let's talk a little bit about accommodations, because that's the next thing that's going to come up, right? Of course, where am I going to stay for this big group? Well, you want to make sure that you choose the right accommodations. Some people like rooms with kitchens. Some people prefer hotels that have a lot of amenities rather than, say, a condo situation. Some people want room service. Some people like restaurants. Some people want spas. Some people are vegetarian. Some people are gluten-free. Some people are this. Some people are that. So you really, really have to find out what people are looking for in their rooms. And we can help you put together like a little survey, some questions that you want to ask each of your participants so that you really get a good idea of what people are wanting in their vacation and in a hotel. And you're not going to be able to please everybody. I promise you won't be able to please everybody. There's going to be some unhappy campers no matter what you do. But when you're pricing out accommodations, you want to always price out for single, double, triple, and quad. That's one person in a room, two persons in a room, three persons in a room, and four persons in a room. Always get all the pricing across the board. And we always do it that way. Because obviously that's how you're going to get to your final number of how many rooms that you need. Now, keep in mind that a lot of people we deal with who are, you know, like novices at group bookings think that they're just going to go direct and call a hotel. Now, here's the problem when you call a hotel and say, I would like to book my trip. Oh, that's right. I can't make fun. That was the other thing somebody said. I can't make fun of people. Which I probably should, right? I want to book a trip. Let's say you have a group booking and you want to call the hotel directly. You say, I want, let's say, 100 rooms. The first thing that the hotel is going to want to do is they'll give you a price. But you know what? They're going to want you to block those rooms. Now, what that means is that you have to guarantee those rooms. That means you'll have to pay for the rooms whether or not you sell them or not. So that's why it's really important when you're talking about accommodations to be using a company like ours, who works a lot with wholesalers. And we don't have to worry about blocking rooms because we're already blocking the rooms. We already own block in these hotels. So we don't have to worry about doing room guarantees, which is a big challenge for people, especially if you're not sure how many people you're going to get. And, you know, even if you don't take three or four or five rooms, that can add up to a lot of money at the end of the day. So blocking rooms is a whole nother issue, and that's a whole nother deal. And that's why it's very important to use a travel agent, because we're going to make sure that we have the block already, get you the lower existing prices. And it's something that people really begin to understand is very difficult for them to do on their own. Another thing to remember is that when you're booking groups of hotel rooms, it's just like you can just show up there with a group of people. You just can't do that. They have something that's called portage. And this is one of the fees that get missed over and over again is portage. Portage means, I don't know what the actual word means. Somebody look at it in the dictionary. But what portage actually means is that when you have a group booking and a group movement, there's a lot of luggage. So all the luggage has to get from the baggage claim area to the bus. So somebody has to do that. That's the portage. And then likewise, when you get to the hotel, the luggage has to come off of the bus and go into the bell captain area. So that little transition there is called portage. And they can charge you up to $7 on both sides, up to $14 a person to get that accomplished. You know, multiply that out by, 100 people, you're talking a lot of money just for the portage. So, make sure that you understand all the fees that are associated with your group booking. And of course, we're going to do that for you. We're going to do all that legwork for you because we have to. If we miss a fee like that, guess what? We're going to have to end up eating some of those costs, and we don't want to do that. So we're very, very price conscious and are looking at those things. Yes, the porter's handling fee is a good way to describe. Portage can be also viewed as the porter's handling fee. So that's an important factor. The other thing is choosing an island. A lot of people ask us which island to choose for booking a group. For the most part, we recommend Oahu, especially for larger groups. There are more choices for hotels here, and there's better transportation options, better restaurant options. Additionally, if there are really large groups, there's lots of meeting space to choose from, so it becomes more cost effective because you can get a lot of different bids to choose from. And sometimes if you're booking in the hotel, you have a substantial number of people in that hotel, they're going to give you the room and the meeting space for free. So that's all needs to be considered. You know, Oahu is not the only option. We do recommend it for large group for large groups. I would say Maui would be the second option for groups, but I think Maui and Oahu really for larger groups are the only two islands that really you can do the most. They're more doable, and some things sometimes we get groups that want to do more than one island. And that's obviously more challenging, but if for groups that do more than, I've only done larger groups with Maui and Oahu, so I recommend Maui and Oahu if you're going to do larger groups, and you really have to do two islands, because having groups, the biggest thing is moving everybody from one thing to another, and also one of the big concerns is meals. Most groups are spending between 5 and 7 days on the islands, and there are several ways to handle how to do meals. But the easiest way to do it, obviously, is in the hotel if you can. But sometimes if it's a large group, like we're working on a group right now of 400 people, it's going to be really difficult for the hotels that we're using, especially since we're using budget properties, to do the breakfast. So we have to either cater the breakfast or use a restaurant. And very few restaurants have 400 seats that are going to be available every morning for breakfast. So we have options for that, and we like to work with partners that can do it. And usually we end up catering these things. Sometimes very large groups want to do special venues, have special venues for large meetings or parties or events. We can handle that as well. And that's another reason why it's really important to use a company here in the islands, because we have connections. We know people here that can get these things done because we have relationships with them. You know, if you're not here all the time, who are you going to know to call to do sound, to do good staging, to be there, to be do logistics, and to do the things that need to be done on the ground when you're creating a large event? So you definitely want to consider, for if you do nothing else, definitely do that part with locals and people who really know how to do that kind of stuff and have experience in doing it. There's lots to consider when you're booking a group. If you're interested in booking groups or you have a group movement that you'd like us to bid on or talk about, just give us a call, 1-800-843-8771. And there's also the issue of what to do for tours. I can't go into everything. We're running out of time. But in most cases, most groups want to participate in some sort of group activity. And we have all of the resources for that. Smaller groups tend to want to do specialized things. Like we've done things like little beach parties for small groups of like 10 or 12, 15 people. And do a little beach party where they have volleyball. And then we bring in a caterer to cater, you know, picnic lunches and so forth. All of those are doable. But those are all the basic things you need to consider if you're booking a group vacation to Hawaii. So hopefully that helps you out. So was that good? I mean, that was content. I gave you lots of content today. I didn't digress. I tried not to. Now's the time in our program where we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, let me just explain this to you. The purpose of this is to give you the idea of what things cost for a vacation. Don't be surprised if I'm excited about how great the deal is, because all the deals we have are great. So I get very excited about it because I love to see people getting great deals. And it's not going to surprise me when I tell you how great these prices are. So let's start off with a package for two people. They're coming in from Chicago. They're going to be going to Maui and Honolulu on January 16th to the 28th. They're going to be staying on Oahu at the Waikiki Beach Marriott. We've got the fourth night free and breakfast for two. They have a mid-sized car. And over on Maui, they're going to stay at the Wailea Marriott. So they're big on the Marriotts, these folks. They've got a snorkel cruise, whale-watching cruise. Total package price, $5,015. $5,015. Excellent package. Mahalo nui to these folks, Christopher and Laura Varali. We say mahalo nui. Mahalo big. Thank you very much for choosing Hawaii Aloha Travel. And I want to congratulate Melissa over at Extension 33. She's the agent that put that together. So that's about what you're looking at if you're going to plan a trip in January 16th to 28. Two people in four-star properties all the way around, about $5,600. Next package for one, two, three, four, five people traveling all the way from Boston going to Kona on the Big Island. They're going to be leaving February 17th to the 24th. They're going to be staying in a beautiful condo over on in Kona. I mean, actually, it's the Waikoloa area, the Outrigger Fairway Villas. It's a two-bedroom. It's got a golf course view. It's on a golf course, and they got this cute little loft. The lofts there are really nice. They also have a seven-passenger minivan. Get this, the total package price for, how many people did I say? Five people? $6,995. So that's what you're looking at, and that is a really good deal. I'm sorry, it is. It's a fantastic deal. So congratulations to the Rump family. Frederick, Hannah, Nancy, Nathan, and Sarah. Mahalo nui to you as well. Welcome to our family, our ohana. We do appreciate your business. We know there are a lot of choices. And to Kalei, who put that one together over at Extension 31. And now finally, we have a package for 1, 2, 3 people. This is a December package. People are still asking about December. So here's a package that was just booked last minute and what you can expect to pay. And you can still give us a shot on these. And I'm amazed at the price, of course. It's LAX to Kona, December 21st to 29th. 8 nights. Staying at the Hilton Waikoloa Village and a partial ocean view. We've got a special rate still there. Breakfast every day. This is the Aloha Passport deal that we have. Total package price, $3,940. I mean, can you beat that? Really? That is a great deal. And that's what you can expect to pay if you still even want to come in December. I don't know how many of these we have. So if you're listening to me, I can't guarantee this price, but we will certainly do the best we can. I'm doing this. I don't know why. So anyway, that there you go, $39.40. So congratulations to, who are these people? I'm sorry, the Hernandez family, Jessica and Victor. Congratulations to you guys. You're going to have a great time in Hawaii. So that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up. Remember, we do this every Tuesday and Friday. Catch the replays on our podcast page. And remember, catch all of our fresh content. Every single day, we publish new content for you on our blog. That's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com will say aloha and mahalo.